Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Great Astral Mind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be having my host on, Sharon. She's going to introduce me out and talk about what we're going to be discussing tonight. The number is from the 828 area. Sharon, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
Hi, Sharon. Can you hear
Hi.
Us?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Sharon, would you like to start out the show?
Sure. I'd like to first welcome everyone to another episode of Astro Mind 2012. Tonight, we're going to do things a little different on Astro Mind 2012. We're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to call in. You'll be able to ask one question, and if we don't have a lot of callers, then we'll allow you to ask more. But right now, we're just going to start off by letting you ask one question. Now, you can ask to speak to a loved one that has crossed over. You can speak to your angels, your guides, the ascended masters. You can even ask them what their names are. Maybe you've been wanting to find that out. Or maybe you just have a question that you really seek the answer and clarity. Now, before we get started, I will like to ask you to please, if you do come on the line, do not speak on the speakerphone. It makes a lot of racket. We'd also ask that you have all background noise to a bare minimum. Now, I'd like to introduce Astro Mind, Adrian. He's been a psychic since the age of 16. He is a psychic medium, and tonight what he's going to be doing is when you ask your question, he's going to channel your answer on a typewriter. Yes, a typewriter. They still exist. And then after he types, he will read back your answer. So I hope this will be fun to everybody. So, Adrian, would you like to say anything?
Yes, I'd like to get started on the spirit guides and whatever guides that might like to come through, family members or messengers, or if you even like to know about your names of your spirit guides, we can also channel that information on the typewriter. And basically what I do is I'm a medium channeler, spirit channeler, and the spirit comes through me and I type out your message. So let's go ahead and get started, Sharon. Let's start with a number from the 323 area. You're on the air with Sharon and Adrian.
How are you tonight?
Could you?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome. Could you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Yvette from Northern California.
Well, it's nice for you to call into our show. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to connect with?
Gosh, my guardian angels.
Okay, and what would the question be?
You know, I haven't asked this question in a long time, but I've been having dreams. My divine mate.
You've been having a dream of what?
A dream about love.
Okay, did you hear that, Adrian?
Yeah, and basically what we're going to do is we're going to type out this guardian angel's name, and then I type out a source of frequency code to type it out, and then I basically, when I push the enter key, I wait for the guide to come through that frequency. I have all the different frequency codes for different angels that may come through, and basically the information I get from my higher self and from source energy, basically then I start to go into a trance. And I'm not aware of what I am typing or the message that might come through. So I'm going to type out the message, and we'll see what happens. Okay?
Okay.
And first I'm going to put your name, and then I'm going to put the today's date. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to put my name, and then what's your name?
Yvette.
Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and put today's date. Uh, All right, now I'm basically going to put in the frequency code for this angel to come through. Okay, and we would like to connect with this angel. Now, this angel is the angel of discernment. Basically, he's able to connect with the future, especially in the relationship department. He's like a romance angel, so I'm just going to wait until he comes through, okay? I'm going to go ahead and channel him right now. And then you have to speak through him through me through the typewriter. So I'm just thinking about your question, what you would like to ask when he comes through.
Okay.
Okay, basically, what he's saying is he says he has three angels with him, of romance angels, and they both work in the love department in romance, and they said, how may we help you tonight and this wonderful night?
Well, I've had some dreams about love, and I guess I feel it's close, and it's giving me reassurance how, like, comforting this person is. I want to know if you can give me any insight on him and a general, maybe a time frame.
Okay, and what's his name?
I don't have one. It's someone I just dreamt about the other night. A person, I don't know. It was like a...
That's weird.
Like love.
Okay.
He came to her in her dream.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Angel says, my name is Mary. She'd like to welcome her in your presence. She'd like
Thank
to welcome you.
You
in her presence. Her name is Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
I'd like to speak first. She'd like to speak first. This guy that is in your dream, his name is Lance.
Okay. That's funny because he looked like a Lance. I actually like that name a lot.
I actually do too.
He says he is very smart and very intelligent, and you will like him. He's a very committed person to his lovers.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I felt all that. I felt all that.
She said you will meet this person through a work or a contact.
Okay.
And Adrian can... they give her some kind of time frame.
He works and goes to school. He says it'll be sometime after Christmas.
Okay. In the dream, Lance, if that's his name, there was a tug of war. It was like this thing inside of him. He was like telling me he liked me without, there was this back and forth thing going on. Like, I like
mm-hmm.
you. And then, but it was like, he wasn't telling me, it was like he was telling me he liked me without telling me he liked me. And then he says, I like you. But then he wasn't asking me out. But then there was that energy going back and forth. And then I finally sat next to him. And then there was this whole duality, this energy that transpired between us, and then a baby was in the picture between us.
a baby?
A baby came out of nowhere, and it felt really soft and sweet and loving, and I was sitting there in this environment, Lance on the left, me in the middle, and this baby that came out of nowhere, and it was like, wow, this is a family.
She says this will be your baby and his baby in the future, in the near future. We have sent this gift to you. He is a very laid-back kind of guy. You will like him, I promise.
That's what it felt like. That's funny. He did seem laid-back. Does he have drive? I mean, he can be laid-back, but does he have, like, you know, goals?
Very intelligent, smart, really good at computers. He's going to school to be an engineer.
Okay. That's exciting.
So did the angels bring you forth clarity?
Oh, yeah, they did. I mean, it sounds like the person in my dream that you're describing, because I felt she was incredibly smart, incredibly sensitive, kind of very cool. Yeah. I want to ask one more question about, can I ask one more question?
Do we have time?
She says, there will be times when your door will open up and it may seem like the wind blowing, but it's not. That is him leaving a sign and a message for you.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I know.
She wanted to ask one more question, Adrian. Do we have time for her to ask one more?
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Adrian. I guess I want to know why he likes me and why we're together. I know it's a stupid question because I'm just curious. I mean, I guess I just want to know.
You and him are twin flames from many past lives. You were meant to do spiritual work with each other together, and it will be a long-term relationship.
Awesome. Thank you. That was really great. I really appreciate that. That was really cool.
Well, thank you for
You're welcome.
In.
Thank you. I love the new format.
Oh, great. And many blessings to you.
Thank you.
And if you need any more messages, please call in. The line is open, and we'll be having some more shows in the future. Let's go ahead and go over to our next message. Let's go to the number from the 323 area. You're on the air. Sharon, are you there? You're on the air. Go to the 856, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How can we help you tonight?
I would like to ask my angels for any information around career change or making a move.
Okay. Let me just...
Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you.
Let me just change this sheet of paper here, and then we'll get you to your message.
And that, how you spell my name? L-O-R-A.
Okay. And just hold on 1 minute. Okay, how do you spell your name?
L-O-R-A.
L-O-R-A?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then we put today's date. Okay. And you'll be channeling with Sharon and Casey. Okay, I'm going to open up a channel for the your angel to come through. This is a frequency I usually put in before to open up the portal. And then we'll see if the angel comes through. And now we've opened up the portal. Now we just wait and see if I could feel anything. Do you have a question for the angel?
She wanted to ask something about a career.
Right, to see if there's going to be a move or a change in my career. Anything about that.
Wow, I got a big angel that came through. He says, "This is Archangel Metatron. How may I help you?"
Oh, wow. I would like to know what's ahead of me for my career and whether or not it entails a big move, you know. Any information around, you know, my path, basically.
He says, "I see you moving and an upcoming job where you move to, but your current situation is very stagnant."
Well, I'm a contractor, so yes, that's true, in that I'm always getting new types of work.
Things seem like they are going very slow for you in your life, he says.
Yeah, that would be true.
Okay. He says you need to change your environment, move to a new home, a new place, and this will bring in the kind of job that you wish that will make you happy.
Well, I want to do that, but I need the job to make the move. So I'm looking to see where that job's going to be before I can make the move.
Okay, so you want to know where it's going to be at?
Yeah, you know, career.
Basically, will she be changing states or city? If Archangel Metatron can give any suggestions, that would be great.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
that's interesting. He says, yes, you will be moving to a bigger city state, but you will be given two choices to move.
Okay.
And the dying question is, could he please elaborate on that? Like what state or what city?
And what are the choices? Well, there's this thing, aren't they?